It's full speed ahead for budget writers, despite a projected revenue slowdown. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5. Our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Matt Murphy with the Statehouse News Service. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Thanks for having me, Carrie.
The Ways and Means Committee kicked off the budget writing process at the Statehouse for the next fiscal year with a hearing. What were some of the key factors state lawmakers heard as they begin the budget work?
Yeah, this being the first step in a multi-step process to build a budget for the year that doesn't start until July 1, but this is a really important time for lawmakers to kind of gauge where the state economy is and where it's going, most importantly. And despite the low unemployment rate in Massachusetts and revenues really soaring, I mean, tax collections so far in fiscal 2019, nearly $450 million above what budget writers had expected last year when they wrote this document. But economists are warning that the boom times could be coming to an end, and they're expecting these tax collections to start to slow over the second half of fiscal 2019 and into 2020. They're still projecting growth, but much more slowly, more in the range of 2 to 3, maybe 3.5%, rather than the 6.5% that we've seen over the past year and a half to 2 years.
And of course, this comes on the heels of that measure to tax millionaires a little extra, was killed by the Supreme Judicial Court. Are there any whispers of any new revenue-raising methods in the works?
Yeah, well, certainly there's going to be a lot of pressures put on them, even in these seemingly good economic times. They're going to want to start building the rainy day fund even more if they're preparing for a recession, anything close to what we saw in 2008, 2009. They're going to need to sock away money to deal with that. The millionaire surtax, which they were counting on to produce new revenue, we expect to see a revived push to put that back on the ballot, but it would not go before voters for another 4 years. So they're going to have to think of more near-term revenue solutions.
You know, testimony from the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation was titled, "Are the Good Times Already Over?" You mentioned that rainy day fund. It has about $2 billion in it right now, but according to the state treasurer, that's nowhere near enough.
Yeah, it does have just about $2 billion, and that's the result of some work done by the legislature in cooperation with the governor to really make an effort to build that back up after the last recession. And the surpluses the state has seen the past 2 years, they've been able to put some money in there to get it just over $2 billion. But as the treasurer told these budget writers and even some of the economists, a better figure is roughly 10% of your budget. And in a $40 billion state budget, that would be $4 billion squirreled away for the bad times, which if they are anything like the last recession, they're going to need all of that money and more. If you remember, Deval Patrick was governor and the legislature kind of got through the Great Recession with a mix of what was a $2 billion rainy day fund at that time and a mix of the stimulus money that the Obama White House gave to states.
State Treasurer Deb Goldberg predicted flat lottery profits for the year ahead unless the lottery is allowed to shift to online betting. Now, those lottery profits fund local aid to cities and towns. Is there any question that lawmakers wouldn't support that kind of expanded internet gaming?
Yeah, I mean, there are concerns with the idea of online lottery. There's questions about how you would have people pay for it. The convenience stores also really concerned about lottery games moving online because they depend on that foot traffic to get people into their stores. And when they're there to buy lottery tickets, they end up buying other goods. So lawmakers do have some concerns and some of their constituents have concerns about what this would mean. But Deb Goldberg has been very clear for some time now, and she reiterated that to budget writers that lottery revenue is flat. You know, it's hovering just under the $1 billion mark, and she is not expecting it to grow, especially with competition coming in from casinos. The casino in Springfield now open, one in Everett. State lawmakers hope to see open by next summer. The Plainville slot parlor. So these are all competing for gaming dollars. And so this, I think, is something that the legislature is going to have to take a close look at in the coming session, along with sports betting, which is rapidly becoming legal in a number of states.
Matt Murphy, reporter and associate editor with the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Thanks so much for joining us, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the Statehouse. You can subscribe to this podcast and others, including the shortlist NEPR's Week in Review, at our website. That's nepr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio. ¶¶